The words of God given to us today are Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. It's page 1287 in the Old Testament. Allow me to read the words. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me from deep in the realm of the dead. I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You heard me into the depths, into the very heart of the sea, and the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.' The engulfing waters threatened me, the deep surrounded me, seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down, the earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remember you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make my good. I will say, 'Salvation comes from the Lord,' and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah unto dry land." Amen. After starting with the book of Jonah, today we are at the last part of the chapter 2 of the 4 chapters of Jonah. Except chapter 1 and 2, this incident can be summarized as follows. To Jonah, who left as a prophet per the advice of the king, there was an order to spread gospel of redemption and repentance to Nineveh. Jonah, however, headed to Tarshish, running away from God, and went aboard a long journey. There was a storm on the sea. The ship was in danger of being wrecked, and the captain ordered to mobilize, but Jonah fell asleep below deck. The Gentile sailors said, "How can you sleep?" They criticized and woke him up, and they asked and listened to him. As there was no sign that the emergency to be settled, Jonah was held responsible and thrown overboard. Deep down into the sea, Jonah was swallowed by a big fish and went through extreme hardship inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. At a crossroad of life and death, Jonah had nothing to do but pray. And 3 days later, the fish vomited Jonah onto dry land, and he survived. This is a great reversal, an extreme development of story. In recent TV shows, there are more sensational scenes. They develop the story way out of an expectation and try absurd reversal to only raise viewer ratings. Reversal in a literature indicates something radically changes from the initial state to the opposite, and Aristotle used it to mean reversal of fortune. This is used to change an incident abruptly to relay the theme to readers with strong impact. Aristotle thought discovery among many techniques of reversal as an excellent reversal technique because it allows overall understanding based on nothing and realization in the end. In the chapter 1 and 2 of Jonah, there is a dramatic reversal leading to a happy ending, while Jonah discovers the Absolute One who controls his life and destiny that he hasn't grasped. In other words, Jonah reached a turning point of his life inside a fish. A turning point of a life begins with understanding, and the understanding can be obtained with thinking. When Jonah was thrown onto the sea and suffered extreme hardship of dying, he thought deeply and had a decisive discovery and understanding in his life. What did he think? First of all, Jonah thought of what God did. God saved me from a pit. Jonah discovered and believed that God will save him from any difficulty from now on. Second, Jonah thought of the Word of God. He had confidence with teaching and lesson of God, who chose me and lets me realize. Third, Jonah thought of the plan of God toward him. He discovers God's touch in an ordeal and hardship. Lastly, he thought the history of the community of faith and realized his mission to fulfill. If thinking ends with just thoughts, it would be only a word game. Deep thoughts and realization need to be shown as one's willingness, determination, and act in the next phase. It is a problem of our society that people think too much and do not act on that. Even though there are a lot of solutions and everybody talks suggestions as if they were experts, they don't act and they don't put that in practice. There's a gap between thoughts and lives. Since the Sewol ferry sinking, we have raised safety awareness, but there is still a long way to go to become a safe society. Although it's been more than 100 days, most of the items to improve the system are pending in the National Assembly. There is nothing decided, and accidents are still taking place on the land and in the air. Jonah could have such a dramatic reversal because he did not stop at thinking and moved on to determine that he will put those thoughts and realizations into practice, and God saved him. When people take their marriage vow, they raise right hand and answer yes to the question of officiator. In Western countries, brides and grooms more clearly say, "I do," or "I will." In Jonah's prayer as well, he says, "I will," several times. And this shows a strong will of Jonah. Prayer is not just a request to God saying, please give me what I need, please do this for me, but includes a confession to make a determination by having oneself to obey to the will of God while listening to the voice of God. That's why we talk prayer, a conversation with God. We've been praying too much to get something. Now it's time to pray, to listen to the voice of God, and to resolve to obey God's will. If you look closely at Jonah's prayer in the chapter 2, there are two times of but and three times of will. People usually say to God, if you do this for me, I will do this. Or, I thank you since you do this for me. Jonah, however, expressed his resolution by saying, but I will do this. Jonah's prayer is beautiful because he looked toward the God. Even in the predicament and hardship, put his hope to God and accomplished the reversal of thought first. Let us look at the part in Jonah's prayer. First of all, Jonah confessed his willingness to recover relationship with God in his prayer. In verse 4 says, I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The Hebrew origin of I said is Wani Amarti. And the Wani can be omitted per the Hebrew grammar, since it is the first person pronoun. However, Jonah intentionally put this word to stress his determination and added the ak, meaning nevertheless, to the banished from your sight, to show his strong will. The Wani appears in the verse 9 again to stress Jonah's determination. Also, I have been banished from your sight. It is a confession made when he felt guilty that he was running away from God. Jonah, who was supposed to left for Nineveh, but headed Tarshish, is now dying in the middle of the Mediterranean. No way to survive, and there are only regrets. I'm being punished by God. I've nowhere to go. I was abandoned by God. Well, in fact, where does a man abandoned by God go? Where to hide? Then did God really abandon him? That is not true. There is an answer in the Word of God. Jonah thought of the temple of God he learned from God's words. Jonah came to think of the prayer Solomon said when offerings. In chapter 6, verse 29 of the Second Chronicles, and when a prayer or a plea is made by any of your people, Israel, each one aware of his afflictions and pains, and spreading out his hands toward this temple. Jonah thought, yes, if I go back to the temple and pray toward the temple with raising hands, God will listen and forgive. This is for Jonah to confess his disobedience and determine to recover his relationship with God. Even though we had failed in the past, it does not mean that we do not deserve joining the accomplishment of God's target on this land. Call God's name and come closer to God. Then He will call again and forgive us. By meeting God inside a fish, Jonah's relationship with God changed, and his prejudice and way of thinking changes dramatically. Jonah knew it is the shortest way to recover relationship with God to go to the temple, church, a community of faith, and offer worship to God. Therefore, Jonah determined, I will look again toward your holy temple. Maybe there are some people who stop believing in God because of being hurt from people in the church. But remember, it is the shortest way to go to the church again and recover the relationship with God. The second determination of Jonah is a will to go beyond the environmental limitations, as in the verse 6, to the roots of the mountains I sank down, the earth beneath barred me in forever, but you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. Under the circumstance where Jonah was put, there is nothing he could do. He repeated to be fallen to the roots of the mountains. He sank down. The earth beneath barred him in forever. Sometimes we face hopeless limitations with no one to help. Anything we want cannot be achieved. When we look at the environment, it is fearful. But if you look at God, there is hope. You brought my life up from the pit, O my Lord. The Hebrew word for bring up is Allah, meaning going down. The exact opposite of Yarad, going up. This means in the text that God brought Jonah up from the pit. Jonah shows that a life running away from God is a downhill, but God will bring you up when you look for God by getting closer to God. When the relationship with God recovers, the view toward the environment would change, and there is hope again. In the Japanese invasion of Korea in 1592, a fleet was defeated by the Japanese, and the units were almost killed. Belatedly, King Sunjo let Admiral Lee Sun-shin take control of the navy. there were only a few warships compared to the hundreds of enemy ships. Admiral Lee wrote a letter to Anxious King. I still have 12 warships. Bravery is heavier than fear. When the Japanese ships surrounded the ship of Admiral Lee, he shouldn't have been able to go to war if he looks only at the environment and political status at the time. None of the ships was damaged in this battle, called Myeongnyang Battle, and it became legendary battle in the world war history, with defeating 133 warships with only 13 ships. Admiral Lee wrote this in his war diary that this was fortune helped by heaven. The source of the victory is not me. It is from heaven. And heaven did it. If you do not blame on the environment and has a clear willingness, heaven will help you. The third resolution of Jonah is to be grateful in hardship and not to be swayed by the world and trend. In the verse 8 and 9, those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. What is false and wrong? It is vain wealth, materials making me comfortable, false fame, and empty social positions. Even though God brought them to you and gave you chances, if you prioritize materials, fame, and power, you unknowingly abandon God's grace and worship idols. In verse 21 to 23 of the Rome, for although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. When the glory and creatures of God exchange their places, it becomes worship to idols. Jonah determines that people forfeit the grace that could be theirs, but I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. This is an expression of his strong will that he will go the way of God, regardless of people's acts and trend of the world. Jonah was able to be grateful because he realized the predicament is also the grace of God. To those who do not know the meaning of the ordeal, that is unbearable pain, irritation, and curse. Therefore, if you suffer from pain a lot, you are worn out by the pain, and scars and trauma will be left. On the contrary, if you can find the touch of God behind the pain, you will understand that is the grace of God. It is said that in the face of those who suffer poverty and learned from that, there is no trace left. Jonah's resolution with a song of thanksgiving does not end with just realization. It is expressed with mouth and voice. His determination is publicly expressed. That he will use a positive language to see the situation from the viewpoint of God. Beyond the environment and trend of the world, we need to renew our relationship with God to live in faith. That determination is a lesson that the Bible gives us. David decided at war, as in the chapter 27, verse 3 of the Psalm, "Though an army besieges me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident." He remained calm, even during war, because of God. Daniel and three friends of his determined not to abandon God, facing death threats. In the chapter 3, verse 18, "But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." He's brave before death. Apostle Paul confessed about the false accusation and attack against his spreading the gospel as follows. In the chapter 13, verse 7 of the 2 Corinthians, "Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong. Not that people will see that we have stood the test, but that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed." He prays for his enemy, even despite false accusations. I had a chance to visit Sorokdo Island in the spring last year. The island was named after deer because of its similar shape. And this small island was introduced as a tour attraction you must go before you die, due to its sad beauty of the residents suffering leprosy. You can get to this island through a bridge directly connected to the land now, but it was a place where the leprosy patients were forced to be isolated since the Japanese colonial rule. There was nowhere to run on this land. This was the very bottom of life. Their families threw them away here, and their pain was harsher because there was no one who visits them or on whom they depend. They only had extreme physical pain and looked up God while growing the island beautifully like heaven. I met missionary Chun Uyeol, who is almost 80 years old and works for the church in the middle of the Sorokdo. He was also a leprosy patient himself and suffered all the pain in Sorokdo. He said, "You need to know another island named Jirado to fully understand Sorokdo," and sang a hymn song he wrote himself, meaning, "God is for Jirado, not Sorokdo." God, who listened to the prayer of tears, even when there is a flood of ordeal and persecution, "I bear the painful despise and hatred with looking at the face of Jesus on the cross. God, who will know the pain of his people? It'll be hard and painful, but I will live with the faith in God. When I am weary and about to fall down, he holds my hand and gives a new strength. After Tirado, I will stand in the throne of heaven. After Tirado, I will live eternally. God of Tirado, O my Lord. Even without two hands or eyes due to leprosy, as in the chapter 3, verse 17 of Habakkuk, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The body collapses and the pain is immersed. But they were in rejoice and they made a happy confession. Jonah's change and reversal is truly surprising. He prayed intensely to God in such a short and fearful period of 3 days and three nights. He thought he neither tried to explain why he was running away from God, nor said to take responsible for the disobedience to God. He only remembered that God is Savior and reaches his hands to save him. It did not take very long to realize that. We do not need to say every petty little thing to God. We can just come toward the Lord who has let me live, breathe, and who holds my hand. Even if you don't fully understand, he will reverse our situation, commanding the fish right after you started looking at God. Why did God prime the fish to save the life of Jonah? There could be other easy options, such as sending some board from the wrecked ship to let him hang on there. There is a spiritual meaning to the miracle of Jonah's survival and a plan to reveal God's will. Jonah was a symbol and a sign that were used to describe the resurrection of Jesus. After 800 years later, when Jesus talked about Jonah's sign, the meaning of the 3 days and three nights that Jonah had suffered was disclosed to the whole world. Would Jonah have imagined his earnest prayer of determination inside the fish became known to the numerous Christians thousands of years later now? Therefore, we should accept the pains and what we face today more humbly. And we should come toward God with a song of thanksgiving and act on our new determination and will so that we can have the turning point of our lives. Let us pray. As Jonah determined and prayed in an extreme pain to recover the relationship with God, We wish our relationship with God to be recovered. We come toward God, looking up the temple of the Lord and accept us. We look at the Lord who leads me, not swamped by the environment, and save us. We offer our worship with a song of thanksgiving, not following any worldly trend, and help us to keep our promise to God. Allow us to stand on the pain and act on the realization in our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.